Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cam Newton is now a New England Patriot.
Dan, the conventional wisdom was prior to this signing of Newton, if you're going to run Jared Stidham out there as throwing four career NFL passes or Brian Hoyer, it certainly didn't feel like the Pats were a playoff team.
What better opportunity than to go to a Super Bowl contender in New England that just lost Tom Brady?
But I think this one has a chance to be a big hit for the Patriots. It's going to be interesting to see how they balance this out.
I'm hyped about this move for both parties. I think it's an ideal fit. Yeah, you have to put the New England Patriots right in the thick of things. Not just in their division, but Joe, the National Football League.
Bill always says the goal for any good team is to have as many good players as possible.
Newton, over the middle, caught by LaFell. Carolina touchdown. Newton fires end zone. Touchdown to the tight end. Newton's firing and is caught on the run again. Inside the 10. Pass caught for the touchdown. Newton keeps, lowers his shoulder and takes it in for the touchdown.
The three-time Pro Bowler and former MVP is headed to New England as the Patriots prepare for life after Brady. Keep it locked right here for nonstop reaction on the home of Patriots Monday and Friday with Bill Belichick and Julian Edelman.
Basically says to all the other teams, you missed an opportunity here that, as usual, the Patriots did not, with the backing of Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots.
WEEI.
Another winner in this signing, Cam Newton to the Patriots, reacting to it all morning long here on the Hillman Morning Show. Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt in. Curtis, Danielle, and Hillman not here. Ken is still stuck with us.
Yep.
So vacation fill-ins with Ken Laird. OMF probably thrilled today. Cam Newton would be an upgrade. No, this show, I'm sorry. I take that back.
Well, we were going to switch. Greg's trying to take Belichick.
That's what it was. So he's behind the back, behind the scenes. Greg is trying to make a trade.
Mm-hmm.
So one show, whoever's going to get the quarterback, we don't know yet. You go from Jared Stidham to Cam Newton. That's a pretty good upgrade.
Belichick would love to wake up at 5 o'clock on a Monday morning and, hey, Greg, how are you? Big fan, long time. Love that.
Oh, the honk questions.
And I don't know
code.
If you want. You know, I don't know how Greg's going to really do with Belichick as in, you know, an interview asking him. It's going to be strictly stick to the football. Because if not, it's going to be like, yeah, Greg, we're on to a different
subject. Hey, Coach, did I see on Linda's Instagram that you were having a tuna tartare after the game last night?
Yeah, you can go down that direction. Yeah.
Yo, give me a dap.
I would want Fitzy asking Belichick about, like, really inane plays like in the third quarter. Coach, that defense you guys ran in the third
quarter.
Can you talk about that fire blitz you call? What a call
you
by
your defensive
coaching
staff. You already
know
Fitzy's question. Coach, all right, you've been around a lot of football. Rank your top five.
Top five second half adjustments you made yesterday.
Top five blitz calls you made in your
Wiggs, NFL. it's gonna be the Patriots Hardo honk special teams question of the week.
That's true.
That's what wins football games.
Coach Adrian Phillips, what a tackle there on that kickoff in the second.
And by the way, I hate to go deep state because we take so many callers. Adrian Phillips is gonna start. Linda Holiday immediately last night on the IG putting out, you know, the big breaking Cam Newton to the Patriots. Welcome, Cameron Newton. We're so excited. Pats fans weren't having it on Linda's IG.
Bad responses?
Yeah, including Dr. Matthew Lopresti, the hair doctor, coming in with a big thumbs down.
It's my guy.
Love that. What now?
Fitzy's like, yeah, so Matthew Slater, and then that punt coverage play right there, Bill. I know. Makes a great play.
If only Matthew Slater had impacted several games in the second half.
Coach,
of the Patriots
the fullback position.
Yes, he did.
So, Coach, so important. Lost Devlin. Dan Vitale. What a job he's done.
That's Andy Hart's job to ask the fullback Hardo question.
How important is it that, you know, you guys had, I think you netted, you know, 42.7 yards per punt, Bill?
All right, wait a minute. So what does this have to do with the game now?
Now, Justin Rohrwasser, is he going to be as good at dropping the ball in the bucket, you know, at the one of the 2 yard line the way that Koskowski was the past couple years, Coach? Thanks, I'll hang up.
I don't know
what you're talking about.
I know you're not on Snap Face, Bill, but I saw this Chatham article about special teams and the importance of it and how it's starting to be revitalized a little bit. Can you speak on that?
Coach, I saw Greg Bedard's All-22 breakdown. What did you think of that play?
Now, Coach, I know that Brian Hoyer is supposed to be the best at emulating the other team's starting quarterback, but tell me how what Jamar Smith has brought to the
team.
There
you go.
Next question.
Okay, so Wiggy for months, and we got all your reaction all morning long here on the phones to Cam Newton, now a Patriot. It sounds like Wiggy is ready to make a move. He had him 6-10 now for months, and I've been with Wiggy the entire time. I thought a rebuilding season, figure out how to stit him, and I was okay with it. I liked the idea of young quarterback, figure out what you have, and then reevaluate after the year. Where is the Wiggy record today? Patriots record, Patriot outlook. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton in, signed to a 1-year team friendly deal.
Well, I told you, I'm already at the station waving down the train like, hey, don't forget me. I'm here. I'm ready to get back on. They're 10-6 and they win the AFC East.
They flip four from games? 6-10 to 10-6
yep.
For a guy you said is competing for a starting job.
Who, Cam Newton? Yeah, I mean, he's competing, but I think he's going to
think he's going to beat Stidham?
Wow. Yeah, I think he's going to beat him out.
I had him at 10-6 with Stidham. I'm going to go 11-5. Just one game.
One win?
One win up, yeah.
You had him 10-6 with Stidham?
I had him 10-6 because I believe in Belichick. I'm a big believer in the coach and McDaniels. I thought they were going to they were basically going to be the puppet masters on the field. Now they're going to trust Cam Newton to do more than they were going to be.
I know I'm a homer, but come on, Fitzy. 10-6 with Stidham?
Hey, man, listen. You know how you would say.
Coach, I had you guys as 10-6.
Listen, you got some nice people before that had RKK in the corner.
Yeah, you know you're saying like you're drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, forget about drinking the Kool-Aid, Patriots Kool-Aid. Fitzy was sniffing the Patriots blow on that one. 10-6 with Stidham?
What?
Sniffing that Patriots blow. I mean, come on.
I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
I had him 6-10. Yeah. I'm going to stay 6-10 because I have no idea what Cam is. You guys act like you know what Cam Newton is. He played two games last year. He's coming off multiple injuries. No one has any clue what he is.
He lost his last 8 starts. I know. Hasn't been pretty.
I guess I'm basing it off of what I think he still is.
Yeah, you think he's an MVP still?
Or what?
Which is
he
fine. I'm not willing to go there yet.
Played two games last year. I know the surgery was in December, but at the same time, some miles off the tires as well because he did because you know maybe he's
it's a good thing he was hurt all year last year.
Less
hits, Wiggy.
With the injury having been surgically repaired,
I think in the hands of Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels, he's a different quarterback than what we've seen mentally. So if physically, if he's not going to be the same MVP caliber quarterback that we saw in 2015, but he still has a lot of, you know, he still has gas left in the tank. He's still a tremendous athlete. He's, you know, hopefully he could still throw the football. And then you put that into Belichick and McDaniel's hands as far as, all right, teaching him the game and, all right, this is what you need to do. Get rid of it here. I think
he is in for rude awakening because what Carolina did for him was put elite offensive talent around him. They had Greg Olsen, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, Christian McCaffrey. Like, everywhere you looked, there was a talented offensive player.
That's going to be an adjustment.
He shows up here, and he's got Sanu, he's got Edelman, he's got James White. Like, what else would he point to and say, these are really good offensive players? Because he had some real talent in Carolina. I don't. It's going to be a reality check from what he had there.
He had speed.
At least on paper.
Well, I mean, there's no denying that McCaffrey's a top three running back in the NFL, and Samuel and Moore offered a lot of speed. But we're not talking about them as like Nuke Hopkins or Larry Fitzgerald or a top receiver.
Okay, I'm comparing him to N'Keal Harry. I'm comparing him to what he has. These are Gunner.
This is actually more.
I would agree with you, Fitzy. I would agree with you because that was one of the things that they always, you know, was one of the big things down in Carolina is when are they going to put some talent around Cam as far as receivers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about it. When they
2017 was the last year he had talent because Benjamin still hadn't McDonald's his way out of the team, and Funches had a good year.
Oh, yeah, right. So you think about, but other than that, he's kind of never really had
DJ Moore had 90 catches last year. You guys know he was good receiver.
Yeah, with Kyle Allen. With Carolina,
he was
Jared
there.
Stidham,
he could have.
Yes.
He was on that roster.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
But it was just never the talent. When you think about the talent of Carolina, besides Christian McCaffrey, you never looked and went. And then Greg Olsen, I think you go, oh, wow.
He's a good receiving tight end.
Yes, he liked handing the ball off. He obviously, with the RPO, he liked checking down to McCaffrey, and he loved the bigger receivers. That's why I think Sanu and Harry will benefit the most because he likes the bigger receivers.
Tim is in Natick waiting patiently. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, good morning.
So I got a whole whirlwind with this whole Cam Newton thing. But first, and foremost, you know, you got to say Stidham is dejected right now, but I got to think Brian Hoyer is worried because Belichick's not used to keeping three quarterbacks on the team, and I don't think he's going to be dropping Stidham. So I don't think Hoyer makes this roster come the end of training camp.
No, I think he does because of the whole pandemic, you know. Got to be careful.
If they add the players, maybe. You're right. But the real reason why, I mean, with Belichick, it's always a bunch of reasons why he makes moves. It's never just one particular reason. But I think the nail in the coffin has been, I think he was waiting for the punishment to come down from the NFL before he decided to go with Cam Newton because he had no idea how his team was going to have to go forward in this coming season with the NFL handing down a punishment. And to me, it's not a coincidence that the punishment and Cam Newton get signed the same day. I think that's what he was waiting for.
It was PR 101, Tim. I don't know if he's waiting for it because the impact on the team, but it does.
But do you think
it pushes the Spygate 2.0 news right off the front page? We've not mentioned it in an hour plus.
And basically, I believe it is, and Fitzy believes it's true. Mm-hmm. How sleazy and underhanded is that? That you're waiting for a shield for the punishment to come out because you don't want to face the music. Where's the accountability?
See, I don't believe that.
Press conference about Spygate 2.
Face this.
I don't believe that he was waiting for the punishment because because then you'd have to.
It was half an hour before Wiggs.
Right, but here's what you'd have to say, because if you're waiting for it, what happens if Cam Newton signs with somebody else, right?
Then he doesn't play for the Patriots.
Well, that's the point. Maybe you had the deal done. And he said, Cam, we're going to save it until the NFL drops the hammer.
Save that for tomorrow's dumbest of the day. You really think had the deal done and nobody...
JT the Brick said he was in town in April.
And nobody
knew
about it. The reason why I don't think it was, they did this intentionally is because you run the risk of maybe Cam signing with another team. And then now if you do sign a third quarterback, unless it's Colin Kaepernick, right, who else is going to overshadow the penalty that is thrown down on
Cam Newton or Colin Kaepernick?
How about this, Wiggs? I heard Friday you were saying that Stidham needs to get out there with the receivers and make himself front and center the way Brady has to show the fans, just so they don't bitch and moan about Stidham possibly having a bad season. He's got to get out there. What if he's not out there because all along everyone else has been complicit in the Cam Newton plan, that they've just all been sitting on this for months? Come on.
Now that was the dumbest of the day. It went for a month. Take that one. That's the dumbest.
So Stidham knows he's not the starter. He's
totally
pissed off. And so he's like,
let's go deep steak. Come on,
honey,
baby.
Let's drive from Nashville to Texas to get a burrito. Let's go.
That actually makes sense.
No. The only way you could make something happen is the NFL would have to have given Belichick a heads up. Like, listen, here's... It's Wednesday. Bill, guess what? We're about to drop this punishment on Sunday. If you can find something to overshadow the media circus that could be.
Call Cam.
Call Cam or Cap, because that's it. There's no other quarterback that you sign, right? Besides those two guys, who else could the Patriots have signed where everybody would be talking about Patriots sign player X at quarterback and not Patriots Spygate 2 punishment?
Well, it's worked today so far. 617-779-7937. Your reaction. Wiggy's now at 10 wins. Fitzy's at 11. I'm staying 6-10. And there is Colin Kaepernick news potentially as well. That'll be part of Trending with Ken Laird.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6-10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
During Subaru, summer retailers are making it easy for you to shop online from wherever you are. Begin at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Yeah, JT the Brick, longtime overnight guy. He's now with Mad Dogs Radio.
Yep.
He says, you want another big scoop from my Patriot source? Don't be shocked if Colin Kaepernick lands with New England, but not as a player developing.
So,
I don't know.
How
would that be?
Cultural liaison and community relations. 100%.
So just give him a job to do what?
Why would he land with the Patriots? Shouldn't he be landing with the NFL for that? Like, if you're really going to land somewhere, it would be with the NFL for... Would you say cultural relations. And community development?
Yeah. Cultural liaison and community relations.
You would live with the NFL. Why would the Pats, I mean?
Trump connections to the Pats? They need somebody. They need the anti-Trump.
Oh, so kind of like to take the heat off of Robert Kraft?
Another deflection.
So Kraft can vote for him, but then say we also have Colin Kaepernick.
Well, no, he could go, listen, I voted for Trump, but I did hire Kaepernick as my assistant.
Yeah, please. Okay, I could see that. Makes sense.
Patriots and Cam Newton, a one-year deal. Incentives up to $7.5 million per reports. 31 of May. the MVP of the 2015 season, three-time Pro Bowler, 58 rushing touchdowns in his career, Fitzy, most by a quarterback in NFL history. That's who you were getting.
That's what I'm telling you, my man. He was the best goal line back, basically, in the NFL for the past 10 years. Now, how they employ that, given his injury history in recent year and some of the shots he's taken, Cam Newton was never officiated like a quarterback the same way that Rob Gronkowski was never officiated like a tight end. Like, their size, speed, and style of play kind of always worked against them, I feel like.
One guy who's gushing about him this morning to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk is North Turner, the last play caller he had when he was any good. They started 6-2 in 2018 before the injuries set in. He said, my whole deal is when he was healthy, we were 6-2. Look at the tape. He played his ass off. His issue was more health than anything. These issues are not something he can't overcome. He's had time off. I think he'll be great.
And that's still the issue, right? It's
going to be the health with
him. The shoulder and the Lisfranc ankle that have been affecting him now for multiple seasons. And at 31, those things seem harder to come back from. He looks great on Instagram. Shirtless Cam Newton looks really good right now. We'll see when the hitting starts in football.
Most disliked Liz is in Massachusetts. 2, Warren. 1, Frank.
Where's the Bradfield voice?
Sorry about that. Top 5. Damn it, I talk.
And losing it.
Off my game. Sorry about that. I'll fix it in the 8 o'clock hour.
NFL fined the Pats $1.1 million, took away their third-round pick in the 2021 draft for their television crew, Mondillo and Company, filming the Bengals sideline back on the 8th of December. And
what a joke Adele is.
Yeah, I know. It should have been a first.
No, it should have been nothing.
He was doing his job. That was the Belichick quote at the time.
Here's the arrogant quote
at the time.
This is from a source, basically. This is from Mark Maskey. Is that how you say it?
Maskey.
Yeah. And this was back in January. According to Mark Maskey of the Washington Post, the league has found no evidence linking Bill Belichick or anyone else on the New England Patriots football staff to the video shoot of the Cincinnati sideline in Cleveland. So there was basically saying, hey, we didn't find anything that connected the football operations side, but yet you're taking away a third-round pick.
If you want to give them
the $1 million fine, I'm all for that. But to then take away a third-round pick, you are now affecting the football side of the New England Patriots, which it's more than just a football organization. They have a business side. They have a television side. So here's the fine for the team, but we're not going to penalize the football operations.
Well, it's not just like, hey, Bill, know what's going on in your own house.
But it's not about Bill.
The football side needs to know
what's going on.
When you're on double secret probation, Wiggy, yes.
Production side?
Different rules. You'd say different rules. You said earlier, when a guy gets out of jail, different rules for that guy.
He shouldn't have different rules.
The Patriots are on probation. Yes, they should be because they've been caught doing it before. They were told not to do it.
You think Harbaugh down in Baltimore or Andy Reid in Kansas City knows what the production side of the organization is filming and doing?
Doesn't matter. Do those teams get caught videotaping years ago and told not to do it?
Then it should
be. No, the answer's no.
Then the fine should be $2 million for the team, the Patriots organization, because it should be more about Robert Kraft and not a third round pick from the football side of it. Goodell being Goodell, the snake that he is, I'm with El Presidente Dave Portnoy in this one. I hope he does go to his house. Didn't he win that basement
game?
Hey, Portnoy, throw him a couple birds my way. I can't stand Goodell. He's such a fraud.
Remember a couple weeks ago when we were like, wow, Goodell's doing a better job than Manfred? I recant my statement, Your Honor.
And DeMar Smith calling out Brady. How about that? Mm-hmm. Not in the best interest of player safety or getting us through an entire season. Talking about
why ain't he calling out Russell Wilson and Derek Carr and all the other quarterbacks that I see out there with their receivers out there? Stop going after Brady just because he's the biggest name in football. If you want to go after people working out, there's plenty of other guys you can go after. Stop it.
Mutt's in for the Hillman. It's Wiggy, Fitzy, and Adam Schefter joins us at 7:45 this morning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I just kind of backed myself into this hole, and I was hurting. And as a man, as a gladiator, so to speak, that at this persona that we play, you know, you can't show no sign of weakness. But I was weak, you know, and I felt so vulnerable. I felt so scared. I felt so afraid because, you know, I knew I wasn't myself.
I didn't know what the fuck was wrong with my shoulder. Like, I just knew it hurt, and I knew that it was an issue. Like, I couldn't throw the ball further than like 30 yards. Like, no lie.
Well, we assume that Patriots checked him out. We assume he was in here for some sort of physical. He claims he and his agent do when he had the exit physical in Carolina, he was healthy. The shoulder was not an issue, but it's the reason why you got him on June 28th for a really, really short money deal. Because if people thought he was like physically 100% ready to go, he would have been signed, sealed, and delivered by now to some other team in the NFL.
How could the Chargers not have wanted him? How could Jacksonville not have thought he would have pushed Minshew or been a better starter? Maybe they thought that's going to stunt his development, but you know, what do they really have?
Gardner,
I mean, where the hell is their season going? I always thought Cam to the Chargers, the Los San Diego Chargers, made the most sense in the world. And now they're still stuck with Tyrod and Justin Herbert, and the Patriots all of a sudden have options.
I thought he was going to end up in Denver behind Drew Lock or with Drew Lock, sort of battling with Drew Lock for that starting job in Denver with John Elway.
Oh, no. Lock is his name. That's his gig. He played great last year, and I still think Denver's a playoff team this year.
That would mean Cam would have to be, based on, you know, if he's talking to his agent, they got to say, all right, Cam, there's a couple different options we go here. We want to go somewhere, number one, where you can compete and start, right? So we got to then look at all the teams that have those options of you, because we know we're not getting a multi-year deal no matter where we go. So, or do you want to go somewhere and be a backup and maybe hoping that the starter gets hurt and you have a chance there?
Kicking themselves in the ass, and rightly so this morning, as many people pointed out last night, starting with Robert Mays, and got to be the Bears, because you trade for Nick Foles, and you bring in his over $20 million salary. So you give up a fourth-round pick to Jacksonville, and you pay Nick Foles $21 million to compete with Trubisky, and the Patriots just got Cam Newton for $1.05 million? Are you kidding?
Well, it's $1.05 million, but it could get up to what?
Seven and a half.
Okay. So that's $13 million less than Nick Foles,
right,
and you didn't give up a pick. As a matter of fact, if he stays the whole season, you get one back.
They probably felt like Nick Foles could potentially be the guy for the next couple of years.
See, we talked about the Patriots side all morning. From a Cam Newton side, he picked the right spot.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he has one good year here,
that's all he needs.
It's with the Patriots. It's with Belichick. And the Patriots, I don't think, will reinvest a whole, you know, truckload of money back into Cam Newton next year.
Cam's not his guy.
But some other team will. If he comes here and performs well and stays healthy, he will get that multi-year deal somewhere.
Teddy Bridgewater-style deal. Three-year deal for somebody.
He's going to get that Van Noy money. He'll get the Jamie Collins money. He'll get the money that Akiem Ayers got. All these guys who come in, have a good year. Like, What was the name of the linebacker in 2011? Got a ton of Mark Anderson. Got a ton of sacks in 2011. Went and got paid. Ever hear from him again?
No.
Nope.
But that's right. So we all agree if he performs well, it's a 1 year stopgap.
Right.
If he plays well, they're going back to Stidham again next year.
No.
Why delay that?
That doesn't mean they're going back to Stidham next year. I think if
so, they're going to draft a quarterback?
If he plays well.
Start him in his rookie year over a third-year Jarrett Stidham? Well, by the way, it's only a four-year deal because you draft him in the fourth round.
Deshaun Watson.
They'll do one or two ways. Prisca. Maybe it could be a free agent, I don't know. But it'll be basically what they're doing with Stidham now. They'll do with the drafted quarterback next year. They'll draft a guy, and they'll go, okay, you're going to be number one on our depth chart, but Stidham, if you can outperform this guy, you'll ultimately be able to start.
They're going to make him sing for a supper every year. Who do they think he is, Lou Maloney?
No, he's a fourth-round draft pick. It's not like we got to stop with the mindset that Stidham was a first-round draft pick.
For months they treated him like that.
They just said he's number one on our depth chart. He's the only guy we have, and based on what we have on our depth chart, he's number one on the list. Not that he's the guy of the future. We got to stop that. Just because they drafted him in the fourth round, I mean, people make it seem like they drafted Stidham in the first round. It's like, oh, Bill's got to be thinking about the next 3-4 years. We've seen Bill move on from guys that were drafted in the second round.
But you don't think they want to at least find out what they have with him?
They will and come.
No, they won't because if Cam Newton starts and plays all year, we all think he's going to.
Then they found out, wait until next year with Jarrett Stidham. No, then they found out what they had is a guy that wasn't able to outperform Cam Newton. So he's not worthy enough to be a starter this year. Nor is he worthy enough to be a starter next year. They're right back in the quarterback pool.
Let's go to Keith in the truck driving around. He's next up. Hey, Keith.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Keith.
Hey. What a day for you to come in, Mutt.
I know, right? Thank you.
You miss out on Curtis crying in the corner like Napoleon Dynamite.
I don't miss that at all, Keith. I hear it, but I don't miss it. That's for sure.
But what you guys are missing is that by getting Cam Newton, now Stidham is going to learn from Newton. He's already had a year with Brady. Now he's going to learn from Newton, and he's not filling in for Brady right away. This is a win for him. This is really a win for Stidham.
This is actually, Keith, this was Ken's take when he opined bringing in Cam Newton a while ago. Let Cam take the heat. He's a big enough personality. He's got a resume that can back it up. Let him come in and take the heat of being the guy who follows the man in New England, and it'll make it an easier reentry for Stidham come year three. And I can't believe it, but Ken, oh, God, it hurts to say this, but you were kind of right, man. You were right.
Cam Newton wants to come here, and so instead of trying to really focus on having his reset year, go get his big money,
it's going to help Stidham
along the way?
No, he's not here to be his mentor. He's not like going to hold him by the hand.
So how's he going to help him then?
Stidham will benefit from Cam Newton being around. Cam Newton doesn't have to come in and go like, okay, here's how we do. Remember, they taught you this at Auburn. Here's how you do the RPO, little fella.
You want a little bit of breaking news? Stidham will never start for the New England Patriots.
Oh,
save that.
They'll never listen. This year,
surfacing that right now for EEI.com.
That was my lead. I think you're right, unfortunately.
This is Breaking News, brought to you by Northeast Insurance, a proud sponsor of Clear Path for Veterans New England.
Now, this is breaking news. It didn't come from Adam Schefter, a.k.a. General Zod. It did not come from Ian Rappaport, who Andy Hart likes to call crap sheet. Stidham will never start for the New England Patriots because it's very simple. This year, if he can't outperform Cam Newton, which I don't believe he can, Cam's going to be your starter, then Stidham will be going to a third year of a four-year contract, and Belichick will go right back into the quarterback pool, and he'll probably draft somebody next year that'll be a first or a second or even a third-round pick, and that guy will come in and be the starter in the third year and be the quarterback of the future.
And Freezing Cold Takes is currently making that handwriting emoji. You know what I mean? Like with the pen to paper, yep.
Check the receipts, yeah.
Zero. Of course he's going to start. Next year.
You think
it's his team.
You 2021. So back. You think going into his third year of a four-year contract, they're going to give the keys to somebody who couldn't beat out Cam Newton.
What if Cam Newton plays like at an elite MVP level? What if he comes in and has fresh legs and super motivated because he knows if I come in and kick ass for the guaranteed 1.05 up to 7.5 with all the incentives, if I kick ass, next year I'm getting, you know, 3 for 70 someplace. Of course he's going to be motivated.
Then that means you weren't able to beat out a 31-year-old quarterback who came off of injuries, who hadn't played particularly well. You weren't able to beat him out. So you think Bill's going to say, we're gonna hand the future of the New England Patriots to a guy that we don't feel can beat out Cam Newton?
He doesn't want to do it now. He'd rather bring in Cam Newton on June 28th than hand the keys to Jared
right,
Stidham.
So
again, but that goes with Wiggy might be right. It goes against everything we've been spoon-fed by certain Patriots media cartel the last 90 to 120 days, which has been how great Stidham looked, how great he looked with the young receivers. It's going to be about, oh, the young receivers are going to benefit from playing with Jared Stidham because he's going to be less of a tyrant than Tom Brady was. Oh, you think Cam Newton's going to come in and want to see N'Keal Harry and Gunnar Olszewski dropping balls and running bad routes?
Can somebody here at this station get that man's last name
I
right?
Wish he was Olszewski. On the team. Sure, Demaryius Thomas Olszewski. Here, not Gunnar.
No,
nothing.
That's true. They
does
screwed
nothing.
Letting Demaryius Thomas go last year, who Stidham had a nice rapport with in the final preseason game, was a mistake.
And who Brady loved and was still Instagramming about in the offseason.
Yeah.
Loved that guy.
Mistake.
So, unfortunately, I think Wiggy's onto something, and it speaks to, like, all of a sudden now, you know, aborting course and saying, nope, we got to go differently at quarterback.
After months of hearing they're all set.
Who the hell's going to start next year?
If Stidham was the guy.
The guy they draft, he said. He's going to draft a guy ahead of, or they sign
a guy in free agency. If Stidham was the guy, then why would you bring in Cam Newton?
If Stidham is the guy, because their plans to bring Stidham along were altered by the offseason. They haven't had a chance to have him in the building,
for God's
sakes.
So why would you bring in a guy?
Because he's got 10 years veteran experience.
But why would you bring in a guy that could alter those plans even more? By making him not play this year.
What a bundle of opportunities that could be. What a great problem to have. Stidham, better than expected. Cam Newton, reclaimed, ready and motivated.
But how do you know he's better than expected if he's not playing? Aren't you right back in this boat next year to, like, we don't know what Stidham is?
The quarterback position is a stopgap. It doesn't fix anything long-term for them.
You can't say a guy is a good quarterback when he doesn't play. So you can't go, well, you know, this is a great problem for us because we now have the guy of the future. How do you know when the guy of the future never played?
It could be that we just don't know. Maybe the development of Stidham was interrupted by this offseason.
COVID-19.
The greatest coach to ever play is going with we just don't know plan.
Let's see. We'll find out.
I mean, come on, Fitzy. I expect you to know better.
You're talking about Stidham never starting a game for the Patriots? I got a chill. That was such a frozen take.
Okay, let's do this. We're going to get everyone's reaction to this. Cam Newton, Jared Stidham, the impact long term, the Patriots penalties, all of it. Let's do it with the biggest newsmaker in the NFL. Adam Schefter joins us next here on the Greg Hill Show.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Now, normally this time you get the news here on The Greg Hill Show, but our newsmaker today is Adam Schefter. He's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. Now a new office open in Dedham next to Legacy Place. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com or call 617-793-5000. And Schefter joins us here on the Harbor One Hotline. Adam, it's Mutt, Wiggy, and Fitzy this morning. How are you, sir?
Mutt, Wiggy, Fitzy, good morning to everybody in the Boston area. Hope everybody's well and safe.
Yep, a Sunday night news extravaganza for the NFL. Adam, let's start with the quarterback news first. I'm floored by not only the signing, I'm floored by the timing of it. Do we know how this came together, Cam Newton and the Patriots?
Well, they've been talking for a couple of weeks, and I think that basically we're getting closer to camp, and Cam's in a situation where he, I think, came to the realization that it was going to be hard to find a job that he was going to step in on a playoff contender in a starting caliber role with the big money that he thought he would have deserved. All the ideas that he had in his mind for when the Panthers released him a couple of weeks into free agency, which is a bad time to be released, really settled in. And I think it takes players sometimes a little bit of time to process the reality of it, grasp the reality of it, and decide, okay, what is the best situation for me to take? Like Jameis Winston, a former number one overall pick, who thought he might make $25, $30 million in a year, signs with New Orleans for like $1 million base salary, $2 million base, whatever it was, with incentives, and picks the best situation for him, not the best financial situation, because that doesn't exist. And I think sometimes it takes these guys a little bit of time to come to that, if that makes sense. And I think that was the case in this particular case. It takes Cam a little while to recognize, you know what, I'm not going to be the $30 million a year guy I thought I was. And there's not an obvious spot where I'm going to get a starting job the way I want. And so when all those things come together and the Patriots are talking to you, even though it might not be ideal, it's the one that makes the most sense.
Now, when you think about when you know about Cam Newton's situation, and were there any other teams that have might have been interested in him, that where he looks at maybe at this basically being a 1 year deal, and if he could play well, he potentially might get that big money? And if there were some other teams, what were those? Or was it the Patriots the only and best option?
There was not a lot of interest out there, and so that's not to say that when physicals were allowed to be taken, which they still aren't technically, and he could have gone to another team, that somebody might have been interested at that point in time. But the Patriots were the one team right now. And again, we could have gotten into camp and team could have lost a quarterback, and it seems to happen quite a bit. And all of a sudden, then Cam's got more leverage, more marketability, more signability. But New England didn't wait. You know, New England saw value, recognized the former 2015 NFL most valuable player, and the Patriots reached an agreement with him. Now, again, he still hasn't taken the physical, and he still hasn't signed the contract. So there are some steps here that still have to go. But Cam Newton is going to be a Patriot, barring anything unexpected.
Adam, the timing of the Cam Newton to the Patriots news drop seems kind of interesting, if you will. We'll put it that way, considering that within a half an hour, we also learn about the punishment for Spygate 2.0, which obviously up here we think is a lot heavier than we had anticipated as well.
Right.
Is there any chance that the Newton deal was done earlier and they released the news so as to basically kind of hijack the football news thread so that Spygate 2.0 couldn't be the top story?
Zero chance. Hold on. Zero chance, and I'll tell you why. Because basically, I filed the story, and it was at about, what time was that last night? I'm guessing 8 o'clock, roughly 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to share the sources of where the information came from, but it had been building for a little period of time, and I was aware of this, and in fact, had checked on Friday morning to see if anything was getting done at that point in time and was told no. It was quiet for that day and maybe next week. And so when word started filtering that something was going on Sunday afternoon or so, at that point in time, again, began calling some people around the league and trying to get to the bottom of it, and then filed the story at 7:30, whatever time it was, and Mike Reese called me on the other line, and he's like, you're not going to believe this. And I said, what? And he told me. So, again, I had no idea that his story was coming out last night, and I don't think he had any idea that my story was coming out, and I don't know where he got his information from, and he doesn't know where I got my information from. So it would be two completely merging ships. Now, could Bill Belichick have plotted to get the information out With me at one time and him at, I don't think so. I just don't think that that happened. I know people will wonder that. I got a call right afterwards from someone that they're like, oh, real coincidence. I'm like, I really believe it was a coincidence. I really do. I just think sometimes things come together at a certain point. Maybe I'm completely naive and maybe I'm being duped here. But there was zero connection, I believe, between what Mike Reese was working on and what Chris Mortensen and I were working on and the way it came together.
Adam,
I'm just telling you.
Adam Schefter joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline. One more on Cam. They've been talking for a couple weeks now. Do you view that as a sign, Adam? Are you hearing they're not confident in Jarrett Stidham as a second-year quarterback? Is that what led to Cam Newton being signed?
I don't believe that's it. I think that you have a situation here where you've got a chance to have three quarterbacks. I think they're paying the three quarterbacks somewhere around Brian Hoyer's about $1 million. I don't know the exact cam base, but I'm going to guess it's $1.5 million, $2 million with incentives. And you got Jarrett Stidham. So you're talking about base salaries for the three quarterbacks being somewhere in the range of about $5 million total compared to Dak Prescott, who just signed his franchise tender for $31.4 million. So how do you not at least try to do that at that point in time? It was a gamble, I think, that they felt like is not a gamble. And if you can sign a former NFL MVP with the upside of Cam, why not do it? And then, by the way, if he plays well, maybe you franchise him, maybe you resign him. If he doesn't, maybe he leaves and signs a deal elsewhere and you get back a compensatory draft pick. So what is the downside in signing Cam into a deal like that?
Now, Adam, you when you hear about this NFL punishment, right? There was a report. Now, this was back in January from Mark Massey of the Washington Post, where the league basically said they had found no evidence linking Bill Belichick or New England football staff to the video shoot. Do you think the punishment was because of their previous track record, or do you feel like when you think of the punishment, does it fit the crime? Because I just feel like the third round draft pick for something that the football side knew nothing about, it seems like that's pretty kind of like overboard.
Well, it does seem steep, but I would say this. Number one, the Patriots admitted that there was a transgression. And number two, there was a history. And so even though it might seem severe and steep, the NFL has to send a message that even with the Patriots, a team that, you know, we've had some good, close relationships with over time. Everybody knows Roger Goodell and Robert Kraft have had a good relationship. We're going to impose punishment that we see fit. And in this particular case, the Patriots admitted it. Everyone saw the tape, knew something happened. There was a previous history. I think if there's no history, maybe it just goes away. If it's not a team like the Patriots that's gotten the attention it has, maybe it just goes away. But because it's the Patriots, because they've been in the spotlight, because they've had the history, because there was so much attention on it, there we go. There's the third round pick.
Adam, we'll get you on this. I know D. Smith spoke up about Tom Brady practicing in Tampa. Is the Players Association, are they going to tell these guys to stop practicing until we get closer to training camp?
Well, they could do that all they want. The fact of the matter is, players are going to do what they want to do. Everybody, I don't think it's any different in society, right? We all should be wearing masks. Some people do, some people don't. Players are told not to practice. Some people do, some people don't. Everybody does what they feel is best for them during this pandemic. And in this particular case, that's what those players, Tom and the rest of the Buccaneers, feel is best for them. Everybody carries on their business how they see fit. They make those decisions.
Adam, we appreciate the time. It's such a busy day, man. Thank you so much.
You got it, guys. Have a great day. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Adam. That's Adam Schefter joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline. And again, Adam, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, now with a new office open in Dedham next to Legacy Place. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com or at 61, or call them at 617-793-5000. Talking for weeks, according to Schefter.
April.
Talking to, apparently, it's been a while. So they've been thinking about this, and is it a case where it sounds like Cam Newton finally decided I'll play for basically
that's what
the
it sounded
league
like.
Minimum to go play with Bill Belichick?
I think that's, he was
told you guys no other options.
Yeah, when you look at it, it's like, you know what? There weren't many options out there. He knew he wasn't going to get that big money. So where was his best chance to say, all right, Cam, we can't wait around any longer. Let's sign with a team where you have a legitimate shot of being a starter, and then that money will be there for you come next year.
And he gets the Tannehill deal to prove himself, which obviously worked out last year in a comfortable fit. But I think it's really interesting that there was a Patriots news perfect storm last night that within 30 minutes, come on. I mean, even he gave the best answer he could, but it almost sounded like even Schefter displayed some skepticism as to the timing of, like, oh, Mike Reese is working on his story. And
well,
I'm
he started by saying absolutely not, 0% chance. Then as he's talking, he's almost talking himself into it. And then at one point sort of, did he admit that Bill Belichick was the source? I think he might have said, you know, Bill Belichick
dropped it. Bill Belichick have plotted to get the information out with me at one time and him at
I mean, you would have to think Bill would have
Shefty.
I mean, you would have to think Bill would have known that A, it could be coming, right? Because if you got so what do you say to Cam? Like, Cam, we're definitely going to sign you, but we're just waiting for a punishment to come down for when we actually do.
No, so, the NFL said to the Patriots, Goodell and Kraft, hey, here's what's happening. You release it when it's best suited for you. They gave them the option to release the Spygate news whenever they wanted, and obviously this is the perfect time.
So you're saying that Kraft and Bill have enough juice over the NFL, like, all right, don't release it until we call you and say, all right, you can then release the Spygate, because
I mean,
that's what...
Kraft and Goodell are buddies. We know this, Wiggy. I mean, come on. Coincidence? Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's...
How naive are you to believe that is coincidence?
You gotta really... I'm telling you.
Even on his answer, he talks himself into it actually not being a coincidence. He starts off yelling at 0%.
Right. You gotta really be down in the...
And then actually, yeah, you know what? I mean, could Belichick have plotted to get it out through me?
Yes, that's what he does. He's a mastermind. Yes,
you gotta be in the bowels of the basement digging around for that one. I mean, that's pretty conspiracy theory.
It's not a conspiracy.
We had no NFL news all week. Big Patriot news. The Cam Newton news takes the spotlight off the other news basically completely.
Wiggy.
And you think that's a coincidence?
So we could have gotten a week out of each, and there's two stories that are top of the news cycle that come out within 30 minutes of each other from the same franchise?
So let me get this right. Y'all believe that basically Bill said, all right, hey, Roger, or Robert said, hey, we're going to sign Cam Newton on Sunday, so now you can go ahead and drop the punishment.
Well, they fed it to Reese. They purposely...
It has to go up the chain, right? So Goodell has to say, we are going to drop the punishment, but it only benefits the Patriots if they drop...
But Goodell, hold on. You're getting a little confused. Goodell did not drop the punishment. Mike Reese got this fed to him. Mike Reese then confirmed it with an NFL spokesperson. So Mike Reese...
Right.
So Schefter broke the Cam Newton story.
Right.
At the same time, Schefter thing is about to drop. Does it make sense for them then to leak out their punishment to have that get buried by the Cam
Newton? But
they
would have to know that the punishment is coming. If you're the Patriots...
They're the ones who leaked it to Mike Reese. You think Mike Reese got it from the league or the Patriots?
No, but what I'm saying
is... He broke the story.
But they would have to know, okay, all right, we're going to get punished, and also, in order to kind of cover, you know, kind of take some of the spotlight off the punishment, we now need to make sure that we sign Cam Newton.
Go ahead, Ken.
They had it in their back pocket. Goodell said, you release it when you want to release it, when it's best suited for you and
your organization. So they had both of them is what you're saying. So they had Cam ready to go.
Well, I don't know about Cam.
So Schefter said Friday morning they started hearing the Cam Newton stuff. Okay, so he gets the news from somebody.
Yep.
Maybe it's Bill. And so by Sunday night, he's got to post it. Bill then knows the Cam Newton news is coming, so he calls Mike and says, Mike, just want to let you know, the penalties are coming for us. Here's what they hit us with. Yeah, we know. You can call this NFL spokesperson to confirm it. So they leak out both as to Schefter confirmed it to us.
But in order for them to leak out both, they would have to know, they'd have to have basically Cam on a retainer and knowing that, okay.
No, that's not true. They were working on a deal, and Cam finally agreed Sunday night, you know what? It's getting close. He told you he had no other deal. Schefter said no other options. This is our only option. Let's take it.
Right.
So Schefter gets the news. Okay, let's start to report that. Hey, Bill, can you confirm this? Yeah, I can confirm it, Adam. Thanks. Bye. Let's call Mike Reese. Hey, Mike, we got penalized.
Right, so
get it out there.
So then that means,
so
then that would mean that they would know that the penalty and when they're signing Cam are basically coming back to back. There's no way for them to you're telling me that they knew that. Where I just think it's like...
Yes, I'm telling you, they plan this out perfectly.
Maybe I'm being duped here.
The convenience of that is like a tornado like two tornadoes running into each other. Like perfect storms happen when large weather fronts
emerge. But if you're saying, okay, they're talking about, but if you're talking about, they're talking to Cam on Friday. Right? Mm-hmm. So, all right, here it is Friday. We're talking to Cam about possibly signing him.
We're going to get this done over the weekend. Yeah.
We're going to get this done over the weekend. So then they have to know, uh-oh, guess what else is coming out on Sunday?
They've probably known the Spygate stuff for months. You said yourself, why was the NFL dragging their feet on getting
That's what I'm saying.
Belichick is sitting at his desk at One Patriot Place. He signed signs the contract for Cam Newton at 7 o'clock. Well, I guess it's time to go home. Ring. Hello, Bill Belichick. Oh, you're kidding. The Spygate 2 punishment? What a day.
Oh, my God, Roger. Thanks for... No, they've known forever, and the league didn't want to announce it. They basically... I don't think they would have announced it.
So the league was doing the Patriots a favor.
Incredibly, yes.
Yeah, they weren't announcing the penalty. They were letting the Patriots decide on their own terms how to release it.
But that's what my point was. The league must have said, hey, Bill, here's the penalty that we're going to give you, right? Here's when we're going to give it to you. And Bill goes, wait, just wait a second. Don't drop that penalty until, A, I either sign Cam Newton or I sign Colin Kaepernick. Because when I sign one of those two guys, then you can drop it because now the news
story... But the NFL didn't drop it. You keep saying that.
No. But
Reese reported it.
No, but what I'm saying is the NFL basically going about and saying, okay, here's the penalty. Here's what we're giving you, Bill, right? So you think that Bill knew about the penalty and everybody kept it under wraps?
Yes, I don't think he found out Sunday night. I don't think the league reached out to Mike Reese on Sunday night. I think Mike Reese has a lot of good sources at One Patriot Place, and somebody there reached out to Mike to get the word out at the same time
for the past 2 weeks.
News. You ever tell your wife good, bad news and try to couch it with some good news? We all do that.
Yes.
That's what the Patriots did.
Right, but that means you would know.
They hijacked the news cycle, Mike.
I lost $2,000 at Belmont, but I'm still alive. I'm healthy. That's what you do.
But that means you would know that the bad news, you would have had the bad news there for the past couple of weeks.
That's right. It's like
months.
That's right. It's I lost $2,500 at Belmont, but guess what? They called from the shop. We don't need the transmission replaced.
The roof's it's good. The roof's good. Yeah.
My diagnosis was negative.
We're good.
Hey, the test came back negative.
We all do that in life. Yeah, but you try to couch good news and bad news together.
Mean that they had a good enough relationship with Goodell in the NFL that when Goodell said, all right, here's your punishment, we're going to now keep this completely under wraps.
My good pal, Roger Goodell.
You don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they told the Patriots, said, Bill, we're going to announce it as a league next week, like July 1st. We're going to announce it. And then Bill
When's he telling him this?
I don't know. Last weeks or months? I don't know.
So
we're going to announce it July 1st.
Right.
And instead of waiting until July 1st, what Bill Belichick did or the Crafts did last night was, we got a big Cam Newton story coming. Let's bury this other story. Give it to Mike Reese.
Right.
You think that's not plausible?
No, because you would have to make sure. You would have to make sure you keep Cam on ice, right? So you'd have to make sure that nobody signs Cam.
I don't think it was necessarily the plan. I don't think the Patriots were always going to tie these two things together. They saw an opportunity. Bill Belichick of the Crafts saw a chance to leak out their penalty at the same time the Newton story dropped.
Yeah, but the only
knowing what happened. Now, I'm not saying this was like a mastermind plan,
the only way it could have worked, unless it was just happened to be coincidence that when they decided they get the penalty a week ago, and like you said, Goodell goes, you know what, we're releasing this on what was it, June 28th.
Yep, and so they signed Cam Newton,
and then they go, Cam's still available.
But they say, they're working on Cam Newton's deal. He agrees last night, y'all take the short money to do it. Once he does that, once Bill knows that story's going to be out there, does it not benefit him to then have the organization leak out their penalty?
Of course,
you say it's not
possible?
But
I believe what Adam Schefter said. He said the chances that this was some type of, you know, conspiracy they knew about was zero.
It's the Patriots. Come on. Both of us should know better. A and B, like Mutt said, he went from zero, then he went and talked to someone in the backdrop, and then he said zero again. Then I think he had a sip of coffee, and then he talked himself into the fact that it 100% was a Patriots PR
chance.
Zero chance. And the only way it works is if the Patriots...
It's too much
It
sense.
Is zero. But There's a one and a zero in front of the third zero, but it's 0%.
The only way it works is if the Patriots have enough juice to let the NFL say, to tell the NFL, hey, don't leak this out to anybody. Don't leak out the punishment to anybody.
I'm completely naive and maybe I'm being duped here.
So
what's
you think
more,
they
what's
have
more likely,
juice?
The Patriots playing this out correctly the way they did to bury this story, or just randomly on one night, You get the Cam Newton story and the NFL punishment story.
What a coincidence. The two biggest stories in football within 20 minutes.
Right.
Amazing.
I think that it was just one of those things that...
it's one of those things.
So one of those things.
You're not a conspiracy theory guy.
Patriots have no juice.
You would have...
You don't like UFOs, dinosaurs.
So you would have to say the league, the NFL, Goodell, who's taking away a third-round pick, but the Patriots have enough juice to say, don't leak it out to anybody else until we get this Cam thing where we know we can have the two come out very close together. So that Goodell would have to go, all right, Bill, I'm gonna sit on your punishment until then.
It's 8 minutes of the same question.
How do you not get it, though?
Like, how do you not get
there's
it?
There's reports out here.
You played for the organization. You follow them every day. They're one of the most...
There's a report out here. I'm going to give you the date on this so you morons know.
We're the morons in this case.
January 2nd, 2020, from Mark Massey of the Washington Post, a number of times, according to his... people, there's no evidence linking Bill Belichick or the coaches to anything that went on with the video shoot.
You read that to Schefter,
right?
Yep.
But the excessive nature of the fine has nothing to do with the fact that the Patriots wanted to do bright, shiny object over here with the Cam Newton signing and distract you, which is why the Spygate 2.0 headline, as we can see on any TV, as you can read on your Twitter feed, and as we just discussed with Adam Schefter, is not the biggest news. Cam Newton is. They hijacked the news cycle.
Yeah, Ken's lead 2 hours ago is already done. No one's even breathing a word about that.
You're watching one channel.
No one's
watching ESPN.
Several others. I multitask, Larry.
I got to give the Patriots a ton of credit because they have enough juice to basically
Who got Roger Goodell hired? Which owner?
Was it Kraft?
I'm
asking you. They have enough juice.
He made Roger Goodell.
They have Patriots have
Frankenstein.
So the Patriots now have enough juice.
Yes, they're
juice
one of the power
Kraft
franchises,
to
yes.
basically say, you sit on the suspension until we're ready.
No, they have so much juice. The NFL let them know, hey, here's your penalty ahead of time. We're going to announce it July 1st. And then they cut them off of the diesel.
So they have enough juice where the NFL will say to them,
yes, they do.
The
Crafts do. The Crafts are one of the top two or three franchises in sports. Yes, they had that sort of power.
They have that. Well, I don't believe that. Based on the punishment, I don't believe that Goodell, they have enough juice. Because if that's the case, then why aren't they saying, you know what? Do you have to take away the third round pick?
Because they got caught cheating again for like the 10th time in this videotaping stuff. We'll get to all of it.
You fell for the banana in the tailpile.
Do we take breaks anymore on the show or just keep going?
Maybe we should take one, but Mutt, on
it's
the
like
other
Howard
side.
Stern, there's
I'm
no
fine
breaks.
With that.
We have further adjusted Vegas odds on the Patriots from the Super Bowl to the AFC East and more.
We'll get to that. We'll get to trending. We'll get to it all. It is the Greg Hill Show with Fitzy, Wiggy, and Mutt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.